This is TV Ontario, Channel 19 in Sudbury, Channel 9 in Thunder Bay.
Hi, I'm Jim Dator, and we are in the last episode of The Day of the Daleks. And if you recollect, the Daleks have captured Doctor Who and are torturing him, trying to get him to confess why he's there, what he's doing, what he's up to, especially how he got from the 20th century to the 22nd century, which is where the Daleks are, on Earth. They are the masters of Earth in the 22nd century, having somehow gained control over Earth so that the bulk of the population is totally enslaved by the Daleks. Now, there are, of course, a person called the Controller and some of his managers, and they work through a group of sort of ape-like characters called Ogrons, and then there are a small group of revolutionaries, and that's what tonight's episode, I suppose, is really about. It concerns these revolutionaries and an explanation as to why they were attempting to get to the 20th century. Because here's what happened, if you remember, in the very first episode of Day of the Daleks, Sir Reginald Stiles was at a villa in England on the eve of a United Nations summit conference, which was extremely important, and he saw what he thought were ghosts. Well, it turns out they weren't ghosts. What they were these revolutionaries from the 22nd century, having come to the 20th century in order to, well, it turns out, in order to see that the conference went off properly, because their history books say that something happened to disrupt the conference, and the consequence of that disruption was World War III. And because World War III was so catastrophic, because things were so bad, Earth was weakened, and the Daleks were able to come to Earth and to enslave it. So here we have the revolutionaries having come from the 22nd century, that is, from our future into the 20th century, our presence, in order to interfere with the conference. And Doctor Who is finding out that this is the reason that these are happening, and so he is trying to find a way to convince the revolutionaries that they shouldn't interfere with it, and yet he wants to make a much better future for all of us. Let's watch.